Today, the House of Representatives passed what the Republican leadership there called its wartime budget. For the first time in several years, the budget projects a deficit to be financed with Social Security revenues. Democrats, faced with some politically tough choices, refrained from presenting a budget of their own. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The House Republicans' $2.1 trillion budget for next year is virtually the same as the one President Bush sent to Congress last month. Presenting the spending blueprint on the House floor, Florida Republican Porter Goss said it gives the Pentagon nearly $400 billion, a 13% jump that's the biggest in 20 years. Goss acknowledged there may be what he called a modest deficit due to the fallout from September 11th.
In the last 6 months, our nation has been through war and recession. The small deficit we may face this year is a minor cost, considering the urgency of defense needs and given the fact that all major social programs are fully funded.
Democrats question how fully funded those programs really are. Elsie Hastings of Florida said not even the president's signature Leave No Child Behind education program is adequately funded.
The resolution also accounts for cuts in health care, law enforcement, energy production, environmental protection, not enough money for election reform, housing for the elderly and the capital fund for housing, homeless assistance cuts. All the way across the board we find this.
And Democratic leader Dick Gephardt said the budget breaks into a figurative Social Security lockbox to the tune of more than $200 billion next year.
Five times in this House, 220-plus members of the Republican Party voted solemnly for the lockbox. By voting today for this budget, they're breaking into the lockbox.
Illinois Republican Mark Kirk pointed out that for all their criticism, Democrats failed to offer an alternative.
There is no plan on the other side. When you look at the options are to raise taxes, the options are to cut defense spending, the options are to go further into debt. We have no leadership on the other side. Thank goodness that our majority has led on this topic.
Democrats say privately they don't want to get beat up in next fall's midterm election for endorsing deficit spending or calling for a hold on any more tax cuts. California Republican David Dreyer said his party, which accepted no Democratic amendments to the budget, decided to go it alone.
Harry Truman said, "Any jackass can kick a barn down, but it takes a carpenter to build one."
Democrats say they prefer to work out a bipartisan budget in talks that should include the White House. There are no signs of interest from the administration, though, and it also appears unlikely a joint budget resolution will be worked out with the Democratic-controlled Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.